It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Hey everyone, we're back with another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're taking a look at Hunt and Gather. This is a second limited edition release that they've done, and this is a 15-year Canadian whiskey. So here's some of the details. This is coming from Latitude Beverage. They are a wine and spirits company based out of Boston. We had done an earlier review of their Wheelhorse bourbon, which they had actually sourced from Owensboro, from Green River.
That was pretty good, I remember.
Yes, and this is a 15-year Canadian whiskey, as I said. Now, this is what they say is a very unique Canadian whiskey, because usually it's, you know, a rye Canadian whiskey or something like that, or blended, which is kind of common there. But this is predominantly a corn whiskey, which apparently you don't see very often. It is non-chill filtered, bottled at barrel proof, which is 121 proof, and has a retail price of $70.
Man, Bernie would be all over this, him and Fred. They were like, talking about, oh, we love corn whiskey.
We love corn whiskey. And Canadian whiskey is starting to make a big jump right now. At least the rye whiskey is. But I don't know. We'll see what this corn whiskey is all about. We just cracked it. So
let's go.
Onto the nose. I don't know if I can pick something out. It almost has a little bit of a, like a hay or grassy note to it, or maybe astringent. I mean, am I wrong here?
Yeah, and I kind of get you know, when you grill a corn, you like put the husk on it, but some of the kernels get black.
Yeah.
It kind of has that, like that smell, like the husk is burning, or, you know, something like that.
I usually take the husk down, layer it in butter, put the husk back on, and then put it on the grill.
That's how you keep your figure.
All right. Enough of that. Let's go on to the taste here.
Yeah, it's like a lot of brown sugar, that really sweet corn pudding.
I was about to say, the corn note really jumps out here, and you definitely get that sweet corn taste out of this.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of nice baking spices towards the end. It's just subtly there, but it's overall pretty balanced. Pretty good.
And like I said, a barrel proof expression, definitely unique, different flavors and stuff like that going on. So
yeah,
let's go ahead and rate this. So on the nose, where are you at here?
Sideways,
a thumbs down for me.
Yeah.
A little bit, like I said, a little bit turned off by the nose, but I think the taste really changes. So I kind of want to see what you thought. What did you think of the taste?
I love the taste. Like, if you like really sweet, syrupy bourbons, you're going to love this. It's got a lot of thick, sugary flavors going on that I enjoyed.
Especially if you're a big fan of, like, you know, just corn whiskey in general, this is going to be a little bit more of an elevated experience, in my opinion.
Yep.
And on the finish,
I'm thumbs up. I think there's a nice hint of baking spices. It's not overpowering. It's not too robust. It just sits there. It's a nice, sweet baking spice hanging on my tongue.
I agree. I think it, like I said, it gives a very unique flavor profile, a little bit different than what you can find out there in the market. So if corn whiskey is your thing, you should think about tracking it down.
Yep.
Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.